Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today here? I'm just starting to wake up a little bit here.
Yeah, all right. Ooh. Oh, you're just starting now?
Yeah, man.
Well, all right.
Sorry about that.
That's concerning because you were bouncing off the walls for the first 90 minutes or so here. But all right, let's jump into it here, Joe. Colts appear to still be pretty good on the Raiders, who are not very good. 40-6. It's going to be quite a battle, by the way, for the first pick.
I got to laugh.
Dolphins are very much in the mix. Don't you guys worry.
Oh.
We had the Saints and Giants yesterday. The Saints won that game, so they got a win.
They beat the
Giants. Are 1-4.
How did how did the rookie quarterback play for the Giants? I didn't see. How did he play?
They put up 14 points, Joe.
Okay.
So let you do the math there. Cowboys beat the Jets 37-22. Jets are in the lead.
They're the only team. They're very lonely right now.
Yes. Boy, they are an absolute mess. The Eagles and the Broncos, this was an interesting game here. Philly had a big lead in this one, and the Broncos outscored them 18-0 in the fourth quarter, went on to win the game.
I would have lost money on that one.
Did you have the Eagles? I have your numbers, by the way. Apparently, you had a rough weekend.
I did have the Broncos, though. You picked the Broncos.
Yep, yeah. I had the Broncos.
But see? You had a rough weekend.
I did.
Yeah, 3-5 on the week brings you to 34-28 on the season. So you're still having a good year, but a tough week in week 5.
Yeah, not.
You're plus money, though. You're plus money.
All right. So you're trying to make me feel better. I had a rough one. All right.
The Texans might have just ended the Ravens season.
Jeez.
44-10 was the final there.
That's more than just a Lamar Jackson problem right there. Jeez.
Well, they're in the 1-4 club. It's a very exclusive club, apparently, at this point. But
I feel a lot better about being their 1-4 than our 1-4.
I don't know, man. They were pretty rough. But
starting with their GM down, I feel a lot better.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. The Titans, they're 1-4. They beat the Cardinals 22-21. The Cardinals are unbelievably pathetic. I don't know if you.
What's their record now?
So they're 2-3, but they're still. They should be 1-4. I don't even know what else they've played, but they should be 1-4. They had guy running into the end zone, just drops the ball. Second straight week that's
happened.
Did
he try to celebrate early, or was he?
He was like, "I'll flip the ball," and he just threw it out the back of the end zone. Just flipped it right out the back of the end zone.
Why does every guy feel like they get close to that end zone and they got to put some extra extra mustard on that hot dog? Why?
My instant answer would be that they are point shaving, but
don't do that.
I don't accuse anyone here this morning.
You know, that's where we are now. Somebody sees a play that looks a little shaky and they go, he's on the take. That's good, Woody. It's good stuff.
It's very possible he got a call at halftime and was like, hey, we're gonna money line the Titans here.
Okay.
It's paying off, 10-1. should this situation
pop
up.
Is that your take today?
I don't know, because another guy picked off Cam Ward and then dropped the ball in his own end zone, which ended up being a touchdown. Then that 3-foot quarterback they have over there couldn't get a first down, so they kick it back.
So these plays, so everybody's on the take now. Is that your take this morning?
I think if you're running into the end zone, you throw the ball at the back of the end zone. I think, you know, there needs to be at least warrants an investigation.
They probably ought to hire your ass because you're so good at this stuff.
I will.
I wish you would.
I'll be the director of integrity.
You should. Because every time something bad happens, somebody's on the take because you gamble.
Well, sport needs a little integrity.
Might mess up your Hard Rock app a little bit.
Well, if we're going to take bets, we need a little integrity in our game. Buccaneers, they won another crazy game here. 38-35 over the Seahawks. They get a late field goal to win this one. Baker Mayfield, another monster game.
Baker Mayfield's the MVP and not even close.
My God, I had to think about that for a sec. You might actually be right.
Last second drives. I mean, hey, we know what last second drives look like here. They win every one of their games. That guy gets the ball. He goes, man, I just expect to win.
Well, I mean, in fairness, that guy's 100 times the player our quarterback is. But
what else you got?
The Lions look like they're back as well, Joe. 37-24 over the Bengals. The Bengals have some quarterback problems, though. To say the least, but the Lions are 4-1 after the, remember they lost that bad game in the opener. We thought they're cooked and
might just be the best team in football this week.
Yeah.
It changes.
Well, let's wait till Kansas City plays tonight. Okay.
They can't be the best team tonight.
Kansas City's the best team in football. If they win this game tonight,
Jacksonville's stepping in a place they haven't been. Playing a Monday night football game or Sunday night. They don't play a lot of these primetime games.
No, they don't. But this is a really weird one. Did you see what happened with Xavier Worthy?
No, what now?
So apparently he practiced all week. He was okay. You're saying his ankle swelled up on the plane or something, and now he's questionable for tonight?
What?
So anyway, if you have him like on your fantasy team like I do, keep an eye on that going up to closer to kickoff here.
Hey, Woody, did anybody take that Rico Daddle, the player of the week? Did anybody have him on their fantasy football team?
I'm guessing he's not owned by many, no.
Because I'm being serious. They're going, who are the Dolphins, you know, playing this week? Let's take their running back. Yeah. And you'd have a lot of points because every running back is chewing us up.
I wish I would have known. That was very surprising there, Joe. All right. Speaking of surprising, the Commanders, they are 3-2. They put it on the Chargers 27-10. I would say this is good news for the Dolphins with the Chargers coming to town, but I don't think it's going to matter much.
Boy, they had a chance to put it away early and missing their tackles. I'm not going to say it. I started to say we had to get. Go ahead. What else do you have?
And then the Patriots, they actually beat the Bills 23-20 in Buffalo.
That's not an easy place to win.
No.
Not easy. And they went in there. And by the way, I saw the Bills turned it over three times. The old turn it over three. And it's not for me. You ain't going to win.
You want to give your pick for tonight? KC -3.5 in Jacksonville. Please take into account again that Worthy is questionable.
I'm going to go with Kansas City,
regardless of the.
Yeah.
Okay. They're different. They were clearly a different team with him in the lineup, but.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Let's see.
Fair enough. All right.
Yeah. All right, Woody, thank you, man. It's
rough out there, bro.
It is rough out there. It's football season, man. It's rough. I can't wait, though. Today's going to be fun. I am going to be able to sleep
and not watch the Dolphins.
No, I don't have to watch that again.
They get a day off today?
God only knows. Hopefully. I don't know what Mike's.
They're going to go in and watch film?
Yeah. I think today is the day they go in, if I'm not mistaken. Uh-huh. Then they get tomorrow.
Well, whatever they're doing over there ain't working.
It's not working, though.
But they're going to, what do they say? They're going to look in the mirror?
So they brought up everything, technique. What'd they say? Position, technique, schemes. We're staying together, tied. I mean, we hear the same. Like, they should just come out and go, we're not. We've said it all to you. We just got to get better. And we're all frustrated and all those things. Like, you ain't get just. That's like I tell my wife I'm going to change about something. She like, you always say, you're not changing.
Mm-hmm.
Not changing. Same old. All right, Woody.
Player Mike's comments.
Hey, we got Omar Kelly going to join us. I didn't even read
How's
Omar's
he doing?
Stuff. I don't know. He was busy yesterday. And so we'll hear from Omar coming up here in just a few minutes. Hey, I want to take a second to talk about Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah. Yeah, the partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys, implantation, and yes, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish. Each guy's got more than 30 years of experience, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough just to call you back, man. They don't big time you. I want to talk to everybody out there that's already decided they've been injured, slip and fall, automobile accident, and you saw one of these ads or saw a billboard and go, that's the guy I want, man. I like that look. I like that tie. Oh, that commercial's wonderful. Then you find out when you go to you set up with case and go, hey, you're going to handle my case for me. Thank you. And they go, oh, no. I just wanted to shake your hand and thank you. But you'll be going, I do handoff attorneys here. You go, what? What's a handoff attorney? Oh, well, that's what they say in sports. You hand off the running back. We hand off the other attorneys. I go, oh, that's great. That's just what I want. So that attorney, man or woman, sitting there with five or six cases working on them, you're calling to get an update because you're in pain, wondering what's going on. You don't get a call back. You just go, hey, you know what? I'm just not a priority. I'm not a priority to that big firm. I need Gary and Harvey because they'll come on over, watch the way you're treated, watch the results you get. You start feeling good. Go to their reviews at CohenandJudah.com saying a lot of nice things about those guys for a reason. You're going to get the service you should get and the results you should get. Go to 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers due to the work you hire them to do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.